So here we are.
Hey.
Sweet ass shit, number two.
You thought number one was stinky. This is number two. Well, she's worth a deuce.
This one's pretty sweet.
It's a solid.
Polish up your helmet. It's time for Sportage.
In golf, the term par means that you score what is expected on a particular hole.
Yeah.
Par kind of makes sense. Where do you think birdie and eagle came from? That doesn't make as much sense.
What about bogey?
Or bogey. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. Who invented this fucking sport anyway?
Well, this is it was invented by the Scottish, yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's
super gay.
Gay right there. Fuck all you Scottish out there. And if you've got something
Scottish
to say to me, send us an email.
Yeah.
Nasnat at limitedappeal.net.
So they wanted it to sound, you know, fucking cute when you, oh, that's cute when you got under par.
Yeah.
I'll call it a birdie.
Yeah.
What's cute? A birdie.
And eagle makes sense, though. Because eagle,
yeah,
the only thing eagles
lost
are known for is
getting
their vision.
Two under par.
Two under par.
Is their vision? Is their sense of vision from a long ways off? And if you can see something that far off and be able to hit it and get it in, a long putt. You can't get an eagle without a long putt, a chip in, you know, like some fluke shot. So I think eagle makes sense because it's that really sharp vision. Birdie is like what?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's sweet. It's dainty.
What about a vulture? There's nothing sweet about a vulture.
No.
What is that? What is that in golf?
No, it's nothing. But that's
John's never golfed before.
It's a type of.
I've golfed. I've just never heard this term before.
A vulture is a type of birdie.
Yeah, that eats
a
garbage.
Birdie?
Garbage.
You
and
would consider a vulture a birdie?
It's a
I don't
baby
think
vulture.
So. Holy
vultures eat like dead things.
Yeah,
garbage.
Yeah, one.
I don't know
bar
about garbage.
I'm not eating garbage.
That you consider a vulture a birdie?
A young vulture.
A pterodactyl. A birdie.
Yeah, exactly. Some kind of fucking yeah. I don't think that qualifies as a birdie.
Okay, Mr. John, what do you consider a birdie?
Like a cockatoo.
Yeah, some kind of fucking
cockatoo. That's ridiculous.
I don't know, like
what?
like a fucking wren or something, like a little
wren.
Yeah.
A sparrow.
That's the stupidest answer.
Sparrow.
Why?
A hummingbird.
It's not as stupid as a vulture.
A wren?
Why? What's wrong
That's
with a wren?
Stupid.
A wren is a little birdie. More so than a vulture is. For
I didn't know you were gay.
I don't understand.
I didn't invent
about
the fucking term birdie. Whoever invented the term birdie is probably gay. But you know, just because I say that a wren is like a birdie.
Okay, so what should one under par be for someone who's not gay?
What should it be called?
Yeah,
strike one.
Bird.
No, it's one better than par.
No, I don't understand why fucking birds have anything to do with this.
Okay, well, what should it be?
Good one.
Okay, one under par is good one. What's,
yeah,
what's
nice,
two under par?
Good one.
Eagle.
Eagle,
yeah.
I still
yeah
like
yeah
eagle.
Yeah.
Have you ever been attacked by a bird?
Yes, recently, actually.
That is the scariest shit I've
yeah
ever
heard.
Oh, come
do
on. You haven't had a very scary life, I guess. What kind of bird was this? A duck?
Crow?
A crow?
Are you laughing? Do you
yes
know how big those things are?
I've
like
seen
they
a fucking
I don't know if they're that
come
when
on
they spread out the wings? When they spread out the wings, they're like this.
3 foot? 3 foot wingspan?
Almost 3 feet wide wingspan. And I'm right.
And what the fuck did this crow do to you?
I walked through a door, and above the door was a light, and on top of the light was a nest. The nest was built there, I guess, because it was warm or something. And it was in spring, and I walked with the door, and this
was
crow
this
thought, no, it wasn't this year. I was seven. But the crow thought, The crow thought I was...
The crow was as big as you then.
Yeah. I was attacking the nest, you know, because I was so close to the nest.
Were
and there
you
was
beating the nest?
Eggs. No, I was just walking out the door. And the crow swooped down and, like...
Caressed you with its wings?
No, I'm not doing the caressing. And it, like, hit me.
It hit you with
it
its wings?
It hit you with the wings?
Yeah, it was like...
That shouldn't hurt.
Flapping against the face with the wings.
With the face?
Have you been pecked on the head by the beak?
Did it do that to you?
No. That would be a worse experience.
I mean, you're 7, fine. But are you saying now that you consider crows to be a danger?
No, but I'm saying they can attack and it can be scary.
Oh,
I was at the zoo 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and there was geese walking around, and they're loose.
Those things are crazy.
Yeah, and they had little baby duck geese, whatever they're called, goslings or whatever.
Yeah.
And we were walking down the path, and they were in the path, and the person that I was with was scared shitless because these things started walking towards me, and...
Oh, yeah. Those guys...
And she's been attacked by a goose as well as a crow.
I know.
This is why we had the conversation.
I know three people.
What's a goose going to do to you?
I know three people.
That's not the point.
They had their eyes poked out by Canada geese.
Oh, give me a fucking break.
Seriously.
Is this an urban legend?
Like two that. People.
Two people. The third one it didn't happen to? Or
third what? One, they put it back in.
Hmm. So it plucked the eyes out of these people?
Yeah.
Right.
It was quite traumatic.
They've got that kind of...
Well, it would be.
Spoon-like bill.
Yeah. It's eyeball-shaped, really. It's like a melon
eyeball-shaped. It's like a melon baller. It's like an eyeballer.
Yuck.
I have a hard time believing we've run past geese 100 times.
Very nasty.
You know, but they didn't have little babies. And
I've
when
seen
they have,
them with babies.
Well, when they have babies, and I was walking down the path, and they started hissing at us, and I was like, you know what?
Sake.
I've had them hiss at me, too.
I gotta say...
So what?
That's nasty.
Oh, for fuck's sakes. You're fucking kidding me.
Have you ever had
the
one
zoo is 3 blocks away from here. We could go there right now, and
you
know what I'm talking
about. I will go there
about.
Right now with you.
Have you ever
Let's
had hissing geese?
Yes.
It's scary.
No, it's not. It's a fucking goose. What's it gonna do to me?
Like, have you ever had a cat hiss at you? I mean,
yeah.
A cat is small, but a cat can be scary when it hisses at you.
No.
Have you ever had an elephant hiss at you?
No.
They're big.
If an elephant hissed at me, I would take notice.
They're big.
A fucking cat or a goose hisses at me, and I'm like, bring it. Bring that shit, I will take you down.
What about a big goose?
They're all big. I'll fucking bring it on.
Ostrich.
Okay. I've had an emu go a bit nuts, and it didn't actually...
Where are you
in
gallivanting with emus?
In Australia. I lived there, you know that.
I didn't hear the story, though.
No, we're in a nature park with kangaroos and fucking emus and shit walking around. And
Walla bears?
They stink.
Yeah. No, but an emu, this didn't actually frighten me, but it was a little weird. Emu fucking... took an apple, grabbed it out of my brother's hand, and swallowed it whole. You could see it go down the throat.
Just like a
they
snake.
Have just like, yeah. They have just this floppy neck, and you could see it go glug and all the way down this big apple.
You know what that could have been?
Swallowed it whole.
That could have very easily
my
been
fist?
An eyeball.
It wouldn't have made as big a lump on the way down.
Do snails sleep? And if so, how can you tell?
Who cares?
Well, that's one point of view.
I would venture to guess, as a snail owner,
owns a snail.
That's right. That they're sleeping when they're not moving, because they're always moving.
Aren't they always not moving? Or always moving very little?
Right. But if you look at them closely enough, you can see them moving. So if they're not moving, I would say that's when they're asleep.
How long do you stare at them for?
You don't have to stare very long to see that it's moving.
Really?
Yeah.
What about when they're dead? Are they not moving then?
You know when they're dead. This is actually the most interesting thing. When they're dead,
they fall off.
No.
It's very like John Bon Jovi, I bet.
Well,
he
no.
sleeps when he's dead. Thank you.
Listen to Big Bon Jovi fan over here. When when you take something, like a little net, and put it in the fish tank and bump the snail to see...
If it's dead?
If it's dead. If the guts kind of float out of it as this little powder thing, then it's dead.
Oh, that's when it's dead. When the guts float out of it?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be dead for a while if they already powderize?
Maybe. Yeah.
So we have the powdery guts theory. Yeah. Oh, that's more to do with whether it's they're dead or not.
That means they're not sleeping.
Movement and powdery guts both mean snails not sleeping.
Well, right. You wouldn't have both, though, would you?
No.
So either if either
so
one
or movement or but powdery guts.
Like,
mean,
does it? What if a snail's not moving? Like, maybe he's just resting.
It could be. Could
what
be resting.
Rest
could
from?
Be. Yeah, that's true. Well,
they're was moving the, all what, the time.
Yeah, but was it hard? Have you
but
seen
them? But that's the
move?
One thing that they do.
Okay, but what if you're just this little
what if you were
lump
a snail?
And you have this giant... Yeah, what if you're a snail? It's tough to move.
What do you mean? It's what they do.
Well,
it's
they
the
also stop.
They,
do. They don't have... Yeah, apparently they stop and sleep, too.
That's right. The other thing they do.
They stop to sleep because in
when
movement,
they're not doing anything... They stop.
Because not only are they moving... Okay, let's get this
what,
clear,
okay.
though. When they're moving, they're also eating.
Okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
And
what about
shitting or something.
So
they're
suppose,
always shitting.
Suppose I'm a snail. I'm moving along. I'm eating.
Remind me about the shitting thing. Yeah. Go on.
And I think to myself, I'm really tired. I got to stop and sleep. First, I stop. Then I sleep. There's a period of time when I'm not sleeping, but I'm stopped. Isn't there?
Well, you
sure,
think it
I don't
takes,
know, like a
takes
second?
A,
maybe.
It takes a while for the but, snail to fall asleep.
Yeah,
that
but that's like 3 days in man years.
Why?
Because they don't live as long.
Odd. well, I don't know. Sure. Okay, so there could be a brief moment when the snail is stopped and not actually
so
asleep.
So then now we have to change our theory about when they're sleeping.
Sure. Go ahead, change it.
No. I'm not.
Okay, don't change it.
I won't.
Snails
eat
and
shit out of the same mouth.
Out of their mouth.
Whatever that opening is.
That's just like Luke.
So, we've reached the end of our sweet-ass shit.
Damn, that was some sweet-ass shit. Who knew?
Brother here just widened his collar a bit. I like it.
I like to pretend I'm cool.
We have a website.
Name it. Say it.
www.limitedappeal.net.
What year do you figure it's going to be when people stop saying the www? Because you actually don't even have to type it. You could just go into the line and type limitedappeal.net and it still works.
True.
Because the web browsers are smart enough to fill it in for you.
That's right, I like that. Yeah. I like smart browsers.
My browsers don't do that.
Actually, that's not, yeah. I'm
your browsers have
wrong.
Grown together into one now.
I have a stupid browser.
No, actually, I'm technically wrong. Now that I think about it, browsers for a short while did do that. This is totally unrelated to
it is, isn't it?
Limited appeal stuff. But now that I think about it, it's the way that people set up their DNS settings. They'll tend to make a DNS mapping for just the domain name, which they didn't used to do.
This fascinating closing brought
to
you
by
John.
Said, well, you fuckers asked the question, so.
Ooh.
Doorbell.
That means we're done.
Could it be Luke?
In case you're expecting something.
This is what you get.
That was very satisfying for you.
That's exactly what you get.
We're drinking. Don't expect anything. Sign, over and over.
You should probably be drinking as well when you're listening to this. It'll be more enjoyable.
We'll start to tell people that in the intro.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding.
It will enhance the enjoyment. Oh, yeah, and by the way, fuck you guys. I'm out of here.